AMD. Expect our first Zen 4 desktop CPUs later in 2022 on new AM5 socket. By Michael Sexton on January 4th in PC Magazine. At CES, AMD teased its next-generation Zen 4 processors and supporting platform. It also tipped the Ryzen 7 5800 X3D, a new gaming CPU with AMD 3D V-Cache to tide us over until fall. AMD's upcoming Zen 4 microarchitecture and next-generation Ryzen CPUs aren't quite ready to ship out yet. But at CES 2022, the company firmed up a few details, whetting our appetite for the new desktop silicon coming later this year. AMD also revealed a CPU we didn't see coming, a new AMD Ryzen 7 5800X3D processor that will be available this spring. The Ryzen 7 5800X3D is AMD's first consumer-oriented desktop CPU to make use of the company's new 3D V-Cache technology, which AMD says gives it a performance boost, especially when gaming. AM5, a new socket for a new Zen. AMD didn't disclose all that much about the new Zen 4 architecture, except that it would be built on a 5-nanometer processor. The first line of desktop CPUs using Zen 4 will be dubbed Ryzen 7000 series processors, and they are expected to launch sometime in the second half of 2022. For now, the juiciest nugget of information AMD teased us with was a live demo of a Ryzen 7000 series processor in use. During the demonstration, AMD CEO Dr. Lisa Su said that the chip was running on all of the cores at a speed over 5 gigahertz. This was a pre-production CPU, and the exact operating conditions aren't known, but if the upcoming Ryzen 7000 chips can maintain a speed of 5 gigahertz or higher on all cores without significantly dropping IPC, that would indeed be impressive. Launching alongside these new processors will be AMD's new AM5 socket, along with a new supporting system chipset, as of yet unnamed. Our best guess would be AMD X670 for the top-end chipset offering. This new platform marks a significant departure from tradition for AMD. It will be the chipmaker's first mainstream platform to make use of an LGA socket type, along the lines of Intel's socketed consumer core CPUs. Say goodbye to all those easily bent pins on AMD CPUs. These pins will instead be relocated to the socket on the motherboard. Of course, as Intel's many LGA sockets have shown us, these socket pins tend to get bent just as easily as the pins on a CPU, simply transferring the risk from the chip to the main board. Realistically, both kinds of pins bend just as easily. But when they're on the CPU, you essentially have to hold the processor with your fingers just a few millimeters away from touching the pins. With an LGA design, you don't have to come close to touching the pins on the motherboard at all, except when placing the CPU. And even then, it's much easier to avoid them. Meet LGA 1718. The new AMD socket is designated as LGA 1718, which by Intel's parallel practice should mean there are a total of 1,718 pins in the socket. AMD and OEMs will likely refer to the socket simply as AM5, though per past AMD convention. AMD's Ryzen 7000 series processors and their first-gen AM5 motherboards will also come with a number of generational upgrades to the platform, including support for PCI Express 5.0 and for DDR5 memory. DDR5 memory just came to mainstream Intel platforms with the 12th generation Alder Lake CPUs late last year. AMD didn't share any additional details around either of these items, but DDR5 memory speed support is likely to at least match Intel's at the JEDEC DDR5 standard of 4800 MHz. AMD also announced that new AM5 motherboards will be fully compatible with existing AM4 coolers without the need for additional brackets or hardware. This will make upgrading from an existing AM4 system easier as you can continue to use the same air or liquid cooler. It will also make buying an aftermarket cooler less of a headache, as there will be an abundance of compatible coolers already available at launch. The Ryzen 7 5800X 3D, 3D V-Cache for gamers. That's all we know so far about AMD's upcoming Zen 4 and AM5 products. But until those launch later this year, AMD has something else to tide us over on the desktop. A new AM4 socket Ryzen 7 processor, the Ryzen 7 5800X3D, will be launching sometime this spring. The Ryzen 7 5800X3D will be the first consumer-oriented processor released by AMD to feature the company's 3D V-Cache hardware, which should boost performance in a number of tasks, but, according to AMD, especially in games. On paper, the Ryzen 7 5800X3D is nearly identical to the regular Ryzen 7 5800X we tested in late 2020. Both chips have 8 Zen 3 CPU cores with support for thread doubling SMT technology and a 105-watt TDP. The Ryzen 7 5800X3D is clocked slightly lower with a base clock of 3.4 GHz and a boost clock of 4.5 GHz versus the standard Ryzen 7 5800X's 3.8 GHz base and 4.7 GHz boost clocks. The new processor, however, makes up for this difference with a large 64-megabyte pool of AMD 3D V-Cache that's tacked on top of the chip's 32 megabytes of 2D L3 cache. This 3D V-Cache exists on the processor as its own separate chip that's attached to the CPU core. The 64-megabyte pool can be accessed at a reported speed of up to 2 terabytes per second by the processor. Applications that are particularly bandwidth-hungry and demanding on memory should benefit from this significantly, whereas programs less sensitive to changes in bandwidth will likely see little effect at all, or possibly even worse performance due to the reduced CPU clock speeds. In particular, AMD is reporting the new Ryzen 7 5800X3D will perform exceptionally well while running games. According to the company, while gaming at 1080p resolution, 1920 by 1080 pixels, with high graphics settings, you should see an average performance increase of 15% over the company's current 12-core flagship, the Ryzen 9 5900X. Going by AMD's internal testing, the Ryzen 7 5800X3D will also, at times, outperform an Intel Core i9-12900K. It's worth noting, however, that in 3 of the games tested, AMD reported a tie with the Intel Core i9, and the overall increase is closer to 7% on average. Of course, all of this needs to be taken with a pinch of salt, as we haven't been able to verify these performance results with our own testing on our own testbed machines quite yet. However well or not the Ryzen 7 5800X 3D performs, it's certainly an interesting new addition to the Ryzen 7 5000 series product line for us to chew on, while we eagerly await the arrival of Zen 4, AM5, and Ryzen 7000 to take on Intel's strong showing with its latest core CPUs.